This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Let's talk to some folks. 1-800-774-0093. Amber. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So I have a very interesting threesome story that happened quite a while ago.
Right.
I was freshly 18, just graduated high school, literally 2 days turned 18, and I had my best friend's mom and dad proposition me for a threesome, and they said they would pay for my college and buy me a car.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
And they had known me since kindergarten. I had been best friends with their daughter since kindergarten.
God bless.
You had to be really good looking.
How were they? No, I'm just kidding. Did you do it?
Well, I did not.
What a hell of a scholarship.
I did not.
Yeah, there's strings attached to that vehicle.
There were a lot of strings attached.
Trains,
and
too.
What
probably.
Made it worse Whips. Is they ended up divorcing a couple of years ago. And I guess their daughter didn't know about it. And I kind of I joined the Army after that. I was like,
God.
You know what? I'm not going to college. I'm not going to college right now.
Wait, who approached?
The Lord's mysterious ways.
Who approached you to do it of the couple?
The mom.
Oh. What?
And I mean, she was one of those beautiful, blonde, like,
oh, yeah. Play the music
nice
again,
fake ones.
Nice
but
fake
she
ones.
Was like, and then when I started looking back on it, like
you
over the years,
it.
And when I still think about it, no, I don't regret it. But she would like, they had a pool at their house because they lived in Holly Tree. She would like come up behind me and like dry me off in my bikini and like walk in the room when like we were undressing, and she would sometimes like try to sleep with us in the bed.
My gosh.
I had a few instances with the dad, like, you know, I'd be in the kitchen getting something and he'd like rub up behind me. Like,
it is like the porno.
A little accidental.
It's like real
contact.
Life.
Exactly.
A little incidental contact. You know, it's a small kitchen.
Do you ever tell your parents about this at all?
I didn't come from that kind of situation.
Okay.
I would never tell my mom. She'd be knocking on someone's door.
But the thing that made it worse is I did distance myself from her, but a couple of years later, they ended up getting divorced, and that whole situation, which is public, like, information, was released, and their daughter saw it.
Oh.
It named you?
I actually had to be a character witness.
Oh my God. So dad was trying to use the fact that mom made advancements toward you in court, but then you're like, wait a minute, dad also did?
Yes.
Oh,
that's dirty.
And
you lost a friend too.
Oh man.
Well, she actually ended up dying like a year later.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. But it was a very awkward situation.
Don't
because
tell me she joined ISIS and you're the one who killed her.
Oh my God.
That would be the way to finish this story.
No. But no, she became a raging alcoholic afterwards.
This is what decisions in life do. It's a ripple effect.
This is a Netflix show.
You're glad?
This really is.
I mean, it's a good thing you didn't do it. Because if I were the dad, I'd be like, you're going to tech and you're going to get a lease. That's how this
college you're going to Millie Lewis. You got what it takes.
I got accepted into like Clemson and Tulane, and they were like, yeah, we'll foot the bill. We'll buy you a car. We'll have off-campus housing for you.
But you would have been on the hook for future threesomes for sure.
Yeah, you would be
exactly.
Used.
They were like, we are going to have, they wanted a written contract and everything.
Oh, hell no.
My God.
I don't think Dad could have handled that.
This is like, this is the kind of mystery show that women would love to watch.
Yeah.
Can I buy your story? Paige, will you play the role of her?
Sure.
Paige is an actress. No.
But like, they were like, were they attractive enough?
It was really awkward.
That's a lot of people are asking how the mom looked. You've already said she was attractive. What about Dad?
I mean, she was model attractive, and he was like golf course. You know, golf pro yes. Dad. Like, I mean, they were a good-looking couple. They were just weird.
People like that, they're just used to getting what they want.
He wore a matching belt with his shoes.
Well, I remember when we were, like, 12, they had a really big house in Holly Tree. And this is when I should have known something was weird, because my friend was like, hey, my parents got this really cool indoor swing. And brought us to the closet, and we were playing on their sex swing, swinging, and we had no clue it was a sex swing.
How old were you at this time?
I had to explain one of those one times, too.
12.
I said it was for plants.
Oh, my God.
I was 12. Yeah.
It
creeps me out because they've known me since... They knew me since I was 5. So, like, how long were you thinking about? Waited until 2 days after
two
I
days.
Turned 18.
And how many times, I mean, literally, like, have they maybe had done that with others, you know? You can't imagine were just the first.
There's talk in the town that, you know, there's other girls that they did the same thing to, but nobody's ever gotten in trouble for it. But
And they were all under the age of 18.
It was just weird. And then it was even weirder because, like, 2 years later, I ended up having a threesome with an old couple anyways.
Whoa, hey, God, we don't have...
How old?
I think the man was, like, 30. I was stationed in Germany, so, like...
What?
Differently.
Did you want to have a threesome?
Like, yeah, I think the man was, like, 32, and then there's this beautiful Scandinavian, like, 22-year-old. It was... So maybe I should have just done the threesome, and I could have just got a free ride to college.
No,
I feel
not
like you
in
did
that
the
situation.
But you did the other one because it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, right? In a different country.
If they're kind of anonymous.
I was 18 years old in Germany, and when you're in the army, the only thing you can do is drink.
Are you blonde?
You're not working. I am very blonde.
Oh man,
yeah.
I'm 5'1". Blonde, blue eyes. I was a drill sergeant for 4 years in the Army, and none of them took me serious.
Ooh, would you dominate me and, like, scream sergeant things at me?
Like major guns?
Crap that high?
Yeah,
things?
I'd probably like, you know, how they used to do, take out back and hit you with a hose.
Oh, yeah.
Make them do cadence.
Where the hose at?
Drill sergeant.
Me
with
it. Give me the tear gas.
But, no, I was a chemical
ain't doing burpees.
Specialist, so I was the one that would release the CS gas on everybody.
Oh, I like you.
Your story is
you're
just
so
like,
good.
It just when you think, it's like, the girl died.
Well, no, you want to know the best part?
There's so a best?
When I was a drill sergeant, they used to have to do CS training, too. And, you know, me being little and none of them taking me serious and being, I'm not saying I'm attractive, but looking different than the other females, I used to tie CS canisters to sticks when we used to go out, like, on FTX missions, like field training exercises. And I'd wait till, like, 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd pop it open and wave it under their tent, and they would all, like, scream out like ants.
My God. Send us a message on social media. I want to see what you look like. Would you care?
Please.
I'm just intrigued.
No, I don't care. I think
don't say it on the radio.
Was on my Facebook. I'll message him. Facebook too.
I ain't on Facebook, so it's an imposter.
That's an imposter. I want
to
see.
Well, you used to be on Facebook.
Oh yeah, years ago. But yeah, send us a message. I just want to see. And thank you for your service. Although.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I'm glad you didn't do the car situation because you would have done everything for them, and they'd take the car back if they were pissed off.
Yeah, it was so odd. It was so unprovoked too.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's
it's like they just walked. We got out of the pool one day, and she's drying me off, and she's like, "Hey, I have a proposition for you," because I came from a drug addicted family, and I wanted to get out and you know, God, be different.
And they, God, and they probably knew that and took advantage of that too. That
barely sucks. Legal
too. That's exactly what they did.
God bless you, though. I'm glad everything has worked out. I'm serious. Thank you so much. Send us that message. Thank you, Amber. Have a good morning.
What a story.
What a freaking story. Like, if Paige had told that story, I wouldn't have believed it. Uh-uh. the way your story is, now I believe Paige's stories, because that story was like unbelievable. And then it just got crazier.
Did you just turn 18?
Well, that part I didn't.
Oh, that's just so bad.
Turned up by the Scandinavian lady and the 30-year-old German guy, and I'm like, y'all all met at some pub or whatever.
Oh, would you like to come back to the apartment?
Would you like to me to get out of these lederhosen?
Would you like to see the strudel?
Will you dress up like St. Pauli's girl with the cleavage and all, huh?
Oh.
Who is this guy? Hang on, she's mine first.
My accent's not good.
I'm Simpsonville dead.
My apologies to BMW. Then again, back in the day, like, you respected your elders, but they were looked at as wise people. But then in the 80s, they were marketed more as, like, I guess it was because of dementia and Alzheimer's and all that stuff. Yeah. They were marketed as, like, unscrupulous and not knowing what they were doing.
They say they didn't know as much back then, but did they? They didn't know.
How did they do the things they did if they didn't? That's such a weird thing. Like, I still go back to what was with all the... I mean, let's call it for what they were, the crazy houses they used to be around America, the asylums that every...
That's what they called them.
Somewhat every major city, and it wasn't just like a VFW, like what we do now for our veterans of foreign wars and the, you know, different social clubs that are done for the military and things. You know, it's usually, for the most part, not the nicest building. But then the asylums, they were glorious, grand... Victorian style big buildings.
God, hear you talk about it and hear this song, it sounds like it's a commercial for it.
Are you tired of your mother taking a dump in the urinal? Are you tired of having to go get your dad from your neighbor's recliner? Huh. Well,
hi.
It's time for Tremempic Kick.
Do you feel like you need
Tremempic
to be
Tremempic?
Do you feel like you need to be in the nut house and not your brother's favorite bar?
Do you want the state to take away your children?
Do you hear more voices than there are people?
Are they trying to change history right before your very eyes? And you're like, I remember different faces on Mount Rushmore. Well, guess what? Tough crap. Things have changed. You're nuts now. We're going to lobotomize you.
Are you a single mom that looks like broken Matt Hardy? Come on down in the nut house. We got plenty of room for you.
Damn it. Man. You know what? It's worth your time to just Google Broken Matt Hardy to get that joke if you don't know, because that's good. But there was an incredible amount of asylums and orphanages. It was like they took...
Yeah.
I'm not even conspiring.
Ric Flair.
It was
he was on the orphan train.
The trains of... I get that part of it. I don't, but I do. I mean, they used the church, particularly Catholicism. The priests would go and... get on a train with I'm not making like bad jokes here, but like, you know, 300 or 400 kids, and they would go out west and they would announce it a couple weeks ahead and they'd say, hey, families that are barren, can't have kids, or literally market it toward farmers. Do you need another hand on the field? How about taking a child in?
On the spot adoptions.
On the spot, they would advertise them like they were for sale. And like, A, where did all the orphans come from? Because there was we don't even use that term anymore. Orphanage.
No.
And maybe that's because of the way our language changes and all that. That hurts, or sensitive or whatever. But asylums and orphanages used to be the thing. So did the parents get taken away because they had lost their mind? Or was, that part really, I try to.
It reminds me, whenever you say that, it's like Marilyn Monroe's story of being. Just put in different...
Banging both Kennedy brothers?
No. When she was a child.
Oh,
having a mother with mental illness and being in hospitals and...
Yeah, like, did they...
I mean, she was taken care of from other people and...
Did they not just want the kids? Or that was the only way to adopt back then, was put them on the train?
Yeah, wonder if it was part of the Depression, like the city or the state or whatever said, hey, look... Parents, you don't have enough money to take care of these kids. We're going to give them a better life. I don't see that being the case. But then also, I do know that the way they, the list of what got people in asylums wasn't just, you know, things that would be considered Alzheimer's or dementia these days. It was things like, you know, STDs or rich men would make, in other words, if they want to get rid of their wife, they would find all these different ways to charge them with being insane, and they would just get rid of them. There they didn't break the covenant of the marriage. They were just getting rid of them.
There was some lady that insisted that she had been poisoned. She was one of my customers at a store that I worked at, and she was in and out of a mental facility, and she thought that her husband was killing her.
A lot of shock therapy then, too.
Well, yeah. They were just still figuring it out. But I don't know. The buildings were grand. They were huge, like over the top. And this was, we're in a time where if the Great Depression's going on and everyone's broke, then how did the taxpayers pay for these huge buildings to build big orphanages and asylums?
Yeah.
That's a good point, because they weren't paying anything.
Yeah.
Couldn't have.
Because, like, Midwest, like, most of the orphanages were Native American kids. Like, where'd those parents go? Like, did they send them away on the Trail of Tears and keep their kids? Because there's this very gothic...
Or they were bought?
There's this very gothic photo. It's, like, panoramic, and it shows this, you know, the way all those buildings look then, like, gothic, like, look like something...
Had gargoyles on them.
Yeah, look like something Marilyn Manson would live in, you know, or the Addams Family or something. And it's these very... evil-looking priests and nuns with all these Native American kids in this big field, and they're all just staring straight at the camera. It's like, dude, this is creepy. Have y'all not made a movie about this yet?
They did, with a bunch of little blonde kids.
That was Children of the Kern.
Or the Village of the Damned.
Oh, they all, you just got to give them wonky eyes. Any kid with wonky eyes, people are going to think you're evil.
Did you get bought back then as a kid?
Yeah, they. I mean...
Like on the spot, they're like, hey, put them on the train.
I don't know if they sold them, but...
I don't think so.
They would advertise them, like, we have some boys from 6 to 8 years old. And but then what's crazy is all the men and women were locked up. Not all of them, but many of them in the asylums. And that's at the same time in America where what was happening? Kids were working in mills. Yeah. Like, my grandma started working at 8 or 9 years old in a sewing hall. What the hell? Like, man. What the hell? So who was working? Were all the fat cats not working?
No,
they were putting all the peons, like our forefathers and mothers in the insane asylums, or killing them off, and then making our great-grandparents who were kids then work.
Would that be bad?
A new generation.
Would that be the worst thing if a 10-year-old kid wanted to work literally 2 hours a week?
You know what? If they wanted to, like, who are we to say they shouldn't? Like, if a 10-year-old's like, look, if we let him go to, like, remember Doogie Howser? He's like 12 years old in there giving.
He was a genius, though, Douglas.
Well, I mean, there's others like that. What if he don't have the have it up here, but he's got it in here, his heart.
He's got the ethic.
He wants to go build BMWs and go to school.
Did you say your granny worked in New Generation?
Oh, no.
Those are called sweatshops.
She's so.
But see, it didn't stop there. My daddy, when he was in single digits, so I'd say 8, 9 years old, picked peaches, and it was a nickel a bushel. God almighty.
Now they got the machines to do it. You don't even have to.
That's no way to talk about immigrants.
Sit there and shake the trees.
They
got tree shakers.
You know,
that how they picked them?
Those end up.
Yeah,
but they say those end up killing the trees over time.
Shake them too hard?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you're literally shaking the roots loose. Shoot, that's hard.
I'm shaking my roots.
Shake the roots loose. A roots loose. Toadstool.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Well, where can you send all that leftover Halloween candy? You know, you got a ton.
Take it back. You got a receipt?
I bet they're making shoes out of them or tires.
Can you imagine?
Like, what? It's a recycling thing, right?
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you have a lot of leftover, you can send it to the troops and get paid for it.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so here's the
deal. I have to hit some 50% off sales today to make a little money.
If you have a lot of candy, you got a haul last night. You were productive. Like, you went out early and you stayed.
Stayed out all night.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. A program called Cash for Candy will pay $10 a pound for it and send it to the troops overseas.
I don't know the weights. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I know what the bag cost, but then again, now this seems fishy. Like, why would the Brock's or M&M or Nestle or whatever, why would they not just do a deal with the government and say, look, we'll do it for $8?
Yeah, they should, or, you know, like, who's going
to I don't want the government to get all the contracts to go to private equity firms and stuff, but, like, at the same time, this doesn't make sense.
You're trying to get it like Halliburton was back 20 years ago. trying to get them all their contracts.
But it doesn't make sense.
All right.
They're overpaying, I feel.
So, it's a site called healthywage.com/cashforcandy
Who's going to handle all the shipping, like? It's got to be you too, right? You just like, okay.
The band?
We're going to send candy over the seas.
We're going to send the candy into the troops.
Like, they gotta work that out too, right? Because I don't want it cutting into my $10.
Yeah, because $10 a pound, I mean, how many pounds you sending? Shipping's getting up there. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Plus, you want to send them some good stuff, right? You don't want to send them the black and orange wrapper candy.
True. Those are good. Let's do Toblerones for the troops. Them big ones. And maybe they could shoot missiles out of them, too.
Well, they probably give them out to the kids, don't they?
Oh, then don't do the missile part.
That's how they recruit them to our side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Starbucks is changing up something. They're ditching their olive oil coffee that customers call it was a legit laxative. With the oil and the coffee.
Why
need that, I don't know. You wouldn't use that before you go to work.
A real pick-me-up. No, that's to put you down.
And maybe the olive oil in the coffee was keto instead of laxative.
You know what's crazy is, like, because of my business and the stuff I have to buy, olives are considered a fruit oil, which is very strange. I had no clue.
You mean like this?
No, not like shake your hand sideways fruit. Like... They classify them as vegetable oils, you know. So there are those, but this one's called a fruit oil. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Salvito Corleone made his money initially
with the olive.
I'm in
the oil business. I should start saying that.
I will give you some more oil. You can't refuse.
Mr. Harris, what do you do? I'm in the oil business. Oh, really?
Really? Motor or
beard?
I'm an oil man. If I say I'm an oil man, you will agree.
I start dressing like a colonel. I say that.
I was hoping to see a Colonel Sanders last night, but did not happen.
Yeah, they screwed that up themselves by making all different Colonel Sanderses.
Yeah,
even Reba. And
actually, her accent was perfect for it.
And then now I think they look at it as just Antebellum or whatever.
Yeah.
Same way the general from that never made sense. He didn't look like a Civil War general. He looked like a World War II general to me. Is that where the problem was? Like, he was not a Civil War general. I've been to the reenactments. That is not the way they dress.
He wasn't a short guy.
He dressed like he was in the war with Beetle Bailey. Like, that's the style of outfit he was wearing.
Looks like his grandpa.
Yeah.
For a great low rate. Go online.
See, I'm telling you, the jingles, man.
So they have this line.
I got to get a jingles today and get some milk.
That has olive oil infused coffee drinks. And so the CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, he went to Italy in 2022 and learned that people there drink a spoonful of olive oil they do that as a health serum in their coffee. So he decided that he would transform the coffee industry by doing this idea.
Couldn't you figure out that there's oil, like it's gonna make you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it literally is what it is. I mean, it's just literally sliding it right out for you.
It gets everything going.
The caffeine and the
oil—it's like a lube for your butthole.
All right.
Not in a sexual way.
No.
It's just kind of like, all right, get out of there, bud.
It's the sound drop that keeps on giving.
Beep, 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 beep. Do you want to have it go like that?
What's it?
Beep, beep. Or do you want to have it go? Rum, rum, rum.
It just doesn't sound tasty, to be honest with you.
No. When you're constipated, the worst thing is when you're having a busy day and you're in there and you're like, come on, man. Come on. You're sitting there rocking back and forth on something that doesn't rock. You're slowly screwing up the screws that are in the floor. I wonder why that toilet set sideways. It's because you've been constipated, rocking back and forth on that thing. Spit on that thing. Rocking back and forth on that thing.
Oh, boy. Well, J-Lo, she was at a signing, and she stopped signing autographs for fans when someone asked her about Diddy.
Oh, no.
That would just end it right there.
Yeah, she stopped signing?
Yeah, stopped signing it and immediately after being asked if she had any comments about Diddy.
She
put up some audience or whatever, autograph hounds. That's what they used to call them, autograph hounds.
It's a fair enough question. They dated between 1999 and 01, and she was at a screening and answer Q&A thing for the new movie Unstoppable on Saturday night. And on her way out, she was surrounded by some fans.
Yeah, I imagine that she's going to come up in some, I don't know how far in the weeds they're going to get with this legally, as far as subpoenaing people.
Subpoenaing.
I imagine she's high up on the list because that incident with the shooting, they were dating at that time, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Other stuff.
So you know, Affleck knows some things, too. He might be called in.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So she was immediately upset. Her face fell, and she walked away, you know, kind of defeated. Like, I'm here for my moment. This is my life now.
Plus, you know what they do. If they want to meet a certain celebrity, they'll give him a subpoena. They'll make him
get in there. Oh, of course, like Congress did with baseball.
Yeah.
Steroid trial. Mm-hmm. Oh, they wanted to meet Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon back in the early 80s.
Now, they said during the OJ trial, Judge Ito took so many pictures with celebrities in his own chambers.
He was kind of that way, though.
Yeah. It just opened it up. Come on in.
So she walked away with
three letters in his last name.
With her bodyguards. And wow. She had previously said that their two-year relationship was, quote, emotionally exhausting and tempestuous.
Plus, she was different, too. Like, she, I think he told her, look, you got to dress a certain way. She was a little more, I don't even know the term. I don't want to try to.
Kept?
More. She dressed more in tune with his lifestyle and what he had going on.
Streetwear.
I guess you could, call it that maybe.
It's weird. People don't know how to communicate. And it's so strange. And it's because we don't want to, like, hurt anyone's feelings or be offensive. But, like, what, like, used to be, like, hip-hop clothes. And then the world agreed, streetwear. But then what does that really mean? What are you saying with that?
Like, I know, it's weird. She had a certain look. Like, she was kind of...
What if somebody was actually...
Well, she was a fly girl, for God's sake.
Yeah.
She did have her own style. And that one, that green dress with those open in the front was beautiful, you know?
She also used to have the biggest butt in the world. And then it was Beyonce. And then it just went crazy.
Kardashians.
Who can keep up now?
You can't. Who's got a big ass?
Like, I mean, wasn't it... you think about that through, like, the little... I don't know. 30-year timeline? Like, those two women were the only two with the big butts. But now.
Yeah, there's so many.
Even damn Judi Dench got a big butt now.
Yeah.
Or Dame.
Yep.
It's all going to the bottom.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't think they've all had surgery. I think there's... Are women's clothes accentuating now that ass?
I think it's more higher up instead of hip huggers.
Oh, okay.
Plus, how did they make that surgery? Like, what's...
I don't have
it looks bizarre.
It's like they open up the bottom of your butt cheek and just slide something in and then... But you don't want to see the scars.
No, but it makes the hips look bigger.
haunches. Yeah. You get haunches.
It just looks
like you wearing riding pants.
Maybe that's just what you asked for. Let me get some haunches.
And guys are getting that bubble butt too. I see it.
That's weird. If you got a bitch butt, that's what that's called. And some dudes have it naturally.
Which is
shorter, older dudes with Like you got a little bit of bitch butt on you. That's cool.
Why do we, you know, we demean women when we talk about a man having their parts with the top and then now with the bitch butt?
Yeah.
Man, you got bitch boobs.
There was some guy you were talking about had a big butt, and I was like, does he really have that big of a butt? And I realized he does have a big butt. That's
Oh, yeah.
It's my butt. Sorry, wrong song.
Fat boy got a big old butt. Oh, no.
Actually, I don't have one at all.
I don't either. It's
it's like right now, I feel like I'm sitting on bone.
Really?
Like you feel like you're sitting on the bottom of your spine?
Or,
that's the way I feel sometimes.
You know if you try to peel the suction cup off of a window?
Oh, yeah.
That's like me getting out of a seat.
Oh, goodness. You put pants on.
There's no cushion for the sitting.
Stuck.
They ain't going to be done for the pushing, but they're definitely
you're the one that you're the one that does that to the chairs. All right.
This one just falls down like it just sinks.
Yeah, that slow whatever that's called. You know, where you can pull the little watch, I'll do it. Oh, it just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like it does it automatically.
But I pull it up and it don't go up.
Uh-oh.
I got to stand up for that.
Broken the gear.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
It's like, we good, dog.
I'm paging.
You all right up there?
Those your eyes, guys, headlines.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. If this chair could talk, my God, his breath would stink, first of all. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Paige. I have halitosis like hell. No upholstery would see us. Fat boy, what is going on in sports?
You know, these athletes have side hustles. They got to make some extra money, right?
Right.
We've got a product that you might not want to buy, but it's available to you. Let me see if I got the tagline says, this captures the essence of this player's game day gear.
The essence.
The essence of his game day gear.
It smells bad.
Well, what kind of gear are we talking about?
What? Well, gear, that means a lot of stuff now. Like, if you're a musician, that means your guitar and, you know, all your amps and things. Gear.
If you ever wanted to smell like a football player, we'll tell you who it is and what you could smell like.
Oh, wow. That's really good there. A football player. Is it Jerome Bettis? You smell like the exhaust of a bus.
You know what? It's not him, but you ain't too far off.
Okay. Cordell's. Stuart.
I mean, I need you to get players within the past 15 years.
Okay, well, you said close, and I'm thinking Jerome Bettis, where he played. All right.
Close as far as smell goes.
Oh, well, I don't know the way Jerome Bettis smells. All right,
I don't want to give it away. It's Joe Theismann.
Don't say it. What are you going to smell, like a real bad leg injury? I don't get it.
It's Johnny Unitas.
No, it's not. All right, we'll
other
take
older
a break.
Players.
Make your goober smell like the Gipper. All right.
Wow.
We'll find out.
World
who
things rise, guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Get your money out if you want to capture the essence of this player's game day gear.
Game day.
I just started smoking here recently.
Should give it up.
I haven't learned how to do it yet. So.
It's the movies. They're putting it back in the movies, and now it's starting. So the way it happens, he's influenced.
Says here, for $50, you can take home this product that will let you smell like this player. It says here, from jersey to jockstrap.
What the hell?
Here's a picture.
Cam Newton?
No. Can you see the candle?
I bet Cam Newton smells like cotton candy. He looks like he works at Wonka's Chocolate Factory. My God. He did it. Oh, man. Them outfits. God, dog.
Though
he looks like he's getting ready to start the freaking Mardi Gras parade.
He's got a pod, right, like everybody?
Who does?
Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
I saw a little clip where he was talking to a porn star, and that conversation got a little rough.
Did it?
As far as like what he was asking her and what they were talking about.
Oh, my God.
Did it sound like he didn't know anything about women?
But it was like very pointed questions, but the whole time he's wearing this huge hat and these glasses.
I know. He looks like Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka.
It's distracting. Plus the whole back and forth.
Not, wait a minute. Which one am I thinking? What did Johnny Depp play with the red hair and the big top hat? What movie was that?
Todd Sweeney?
No, that was Barber of DeVille.
I don't think he did Alice in
Wonderland. Secret Garden. Was that
I
it?
Can't remember. I see the weird the face in my head.
It was really
that was
Wonka.
A great movie.
Secret
Wonka. Where he was writing the book?
Yeah.
That was an good. Awesome movie.
Was it Wonka?
Was he...
Well, I thought you said it wasn't Wonka.
I didn't think so. Johnny Depp and Wonka was the one where he had like the weird glasses and like the mocha.
Yeah, the short hair. Like,
yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
He didn't have big bushy hair like Timothée Chalamet.
No. Ah, that movie was horrible.
Well, it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, okay.
Is the candle. Cam Newton was distracting because of his glasses and his hat. You couldn't really see like what all he had going on.
Like, it's almost like Cam Newton went to like Prince's yard sale, but also like the ringleader of a circus's yard sale. They just bought their old clothes.
Remember the big back and forth he had with Debo? I think it was last year, maybe the year before.
Oh, the pregame?
Well, like, and that might have been where it started, where he was calling out Brock Purdy, and Debo's like, hey, don't talk about my quarterback. And Debo said, quit calling me too. And then Cam's like going, showing everybody his phone log. He said, I didn't call him. Look, I didn't call Debo.
No, I don't remember.
They were going back and forth.
Wow.
Well, look at this candle. It's like a. Remember the BOD spray from back in the day?
Yeah.
How that bottle was?
Oh, yeah.
That's how this candle looks. But if you want to be, you know, specific about it,
oh Lord,
it smells like amber, green, lavender, and neroli.
It's not a real thing.
I don't know what neroli is. What is neroli?
Amber, green, lavender is not a real thing.
That's what it says.
Oh, you're lying.
Well.
Why is it shaped like a ding-a-ling? I mean, it looks like literally like either that or like a tree they cut halfway down.
It must be.
It looks like the old tree house at the McDonald's playground.
It must be where the dash of the musk is. It says it comes with a dash of musk.
Well, what do they put to the jock strap? Like, what's your audience for that? I know your audience for that, but I don't know it's the audience you're going after.
It says it's the dash of musk the great Odell brings to the field. Well, let me tell you, 10 years ago, he might have been on the upswing of great.
Is that supposed to appeal to women?
I don't think so.
Like, you know, football fans ain't going to buy this because the way it looks. It's a half-naked dude, the candle itself.
Lindsey Graham order first off the line.
Plus, let's be honest, how many dudes are like in the candles? Photos. I like wax melts. I'm afraid to
admit
like that.
The hell out of them about 3 weeks ago. We didn't have power for 2 weeks. I had a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's nice.
I had some I just bought because I liked the way they looked that I actually had to use.
I don't want you
it
to
sucked.
Challenge my sexuality if I admit that I like wax melts.
Hey, but
hey, that comes
with
along
it.
With
they
it.
They smell
That's
great.
Okay. They smell good.
They do. Ain't no woman ever going to complain about a man who smells good.
No.
I see older
I like
men.
That.
Older men in their 90s and 80s just hanging their heads right now like, oh,
no.
This generation.
No. There's a something needs to be done. But there is this thing where we were too macho and then we went too opposite of. And we need to get back to that.
We all simped. All just hardcore simped.
There you go with that again.
And I saw some people on Facebook talking about it last night. And I'm like, that is my buzzword right now.
Simped.
And you guys are exactly right. Simped. We're all simped.
Thanks for listening.
We should all be living in Simpsonville because that's what it means.
Nah.
Okay.
Until you're a swinger, can you live there?
But if let's go back to guys smelling good, and it is nice if you go to a guy's house and he's got like nice hand soap or not, you know, and he's got
beard oil.
Beard oil.
Thanks.
Well, how long is that going to last? Then he starts cracking
rags. Takes care of his skin.
cracking rags.
He's got shower gel and lotion for you to use. That's really nice.
Oh, so you stay in the night.
I am.
He's got the poo-pourri.
I might stay there, and he's got nice toilet paper.
I might give you a drawer.
Hand towels.
Not a pair of my drawers, but a drawer.
Gives me a toothbrush.
Drawer in the end table.
I might stay there at night.
Yeah. Bring a toothbrush.
Put the cover on it, though.
It'd be weird if she brought her own toothbrush and didn't bring anything else.
Dude,
don't use his electric toothbrush for anything either.
No, I'm weird about that.
Has anybody ever done that, though?
I'm sure they have.
It fell over on the ground one time, and I bowled it. The end of it, my water pick thing.
Oh gosh.
Well, it fell between the toilet and the sink. Like, I know what the hell? Oh, yeah, residue.
Off limits.
Yeah.
You got to have the cap on it because if you flush the toilet.
You can buy replacement tops for that.
Well, I boiled it. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Are you closed?
Twice already.
Well, kiss my ass. I'm sitting here in the drive-thru. I'm blowing the horn. You ain't coming in the window. All right. Thank you.
He's asleep.
Speaking of football, we come back week 10. 10. The Romans called it X. We're going to do that next. Pigskin Picks, and good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.